From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock here. August 19th, 5 stories from across the league straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, simply shouldn't happen. Mercedes reveal biggest focus as F1 returns. Mercedes technical director James Allison believes that car reliability could be even more important than upgrades in determining the outcome of Formula 1 title battles over the rest of the 2026 season. Next, second, from Sky Sports, Manchester boxing coach Joe Gallagher speaks on latest episode of Toe to Toe Sky Sports Boxing Podcast. Gallagher revealed after receiving all clear from cancer in September, scans in January showed it had returned to his liver. Having undergone chemo, he will have operation in September. Boxing trainer Joe Gallagher has revealed his cancer returned in January, but after responding well to chemotherapy, he has an operation in September with hopes of getting the all clear again. Gallagher gives cancer update. I have operation in September to get rid of this. Up next, third, from Sky Sports, Smugglers Haven and Muskerry Rock clash at Worcester. Today on Sky Sports Racing, jumps action from Worcester in today's feature. The informed pair of Smugglers Haven and Muskerry Rock clash in an intriguing opening contest from Worcester. We have 7 races in all, live on Sky Sports Racing from 5.02 p.m. We have a busy day as racing on Wednesday with jumps action from Worcester, live on Sky Sports Racing 5.02. Worcester Muskerry Rock and Smugglers Haven contest hot opener. Muskerry Rock and Smugglers Haven contest a strong opening copy bet bog now for York tomorrow handicap. Cap chase at Worcester. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport F1. Antonelli, the boy born in a garage who started driving on dad's lap. Kimi Antonelli was 10 when his father Marco first realized the boy sitting on his lap, operating the steering and gears, might have an exceptional talent as a racing driver. The pair were at the Adria circuit in northeast Italy. Marco with his Lamborghini sports car team, Kimi competing in a karting race. It was the end of the day and Marco, a former driver himself, asked his son, "Do you want to try the Lamborghini?" Of course he did. Marco strapped himself and Kimi into the car, belts extended around both. Dad was in charge of the throttle and brake, his son would control the rest. Next, fifth, from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Yes, Premier League star No 30. Welcome to our Who Am I? Vim. The rules are simple. Each day, there's a new footballer and the challenge is to guess who they are in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. 3 is a good score, 4 or 5 points is exceptional. So take part and return for more tomorrow. Today's player and clues set by BBC Sports Joe Reindl. Up next, 6th, from BBC Sport Football. 5 and 5. Football quiz No 3. Welcome to our 5 and 5 game. The rules are simple. Each day we want you to give us 5 correct answers inside 5 minutes. Will you beat the clock? Take part and return for more tomorrow. Today's question set by BBC Sports Joe Reindl. And then, 7th, from BBC Sport Football. How will your club fare? Phil McNulty's Premier League predictions. Time to dust off the crystal ball once more and have a crack at predicting where the 20 Premier League teams will finish this season. Having confidently announced the Premier League title was Liverpool's to lose last season, they then lost it quite spectacularly, resulting in manager Arne Slot's dismissal. This season there are 9 new managers in the top flight, making this season arguably the toughest set of predictions I've made. Breakouts and wild cards, 13 surprise stars for new season nightmare Man City start for Maersk, or Arsenal really so far ahead? Last season, champions. Next, 8th, from PFT All. Sean McVay, nothing new on Aaron Donald. The clock keeps ticking toward week 1, and Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald has yet to decide whether he'll be playing in 2026. Asked by reporters on Tuesday for an update on Donald, coach Sean McVay said, "Nope, nothing new on him." The situation has prompted plenty of speculation. Not long ago, Donald's return seemed to be inevitable. He has Donald. The only visible deadline is the Tuesday after week 13. Up next, 9th, from The Guardian Sport. Forward says One Nation leader's comments made him emotional, players upset because there's so many young blokes that look up to us. Pollen Hansen's claims that the national men's football team represented a monocultural Australia angered many socceroos during this year's World Cup. Nestori Arang. Unda has said, Nestori Arangkunda says Pollen Hansen's socceroos monocultural claim made us boys angry. The One Nation leader's comments came a week after the team beat Turkey in their opening match of the group stage at the tournament in North America. Continue reading and then, 10th, from PFT All. Report, Alvin Kamara avoided major knee injury. Still, Kamara is expected to be out for a few weeks. Kamara, a third-round pick in 2017, reworked his deal with the Saints to remain on the team as the backup to Travis Etienne, who arrived via free agency from the Jaguars. A 5-time pro bowler, Kamara had generated 12,198 yards from scrimmage in 9 seasons, with 86 total touchdowns. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find areas of the thing hit on the day.